You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at moranbluewatercdjr.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
You may know Sarah Amini. She is an Iranian-Colombian actress. She's been in a number of TV shows, the face of nearly two dozen commercial campaigns. She's voiced characters in video games and animation, and she is also the author of her semi-autobiographical story for middle grade readers about navigating life as a mixed race girl. It's funny. It's heartfelt. It's called Mixed Feelings, and she's on the line with us right now. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me, Paul. Well, what a nice intro.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you joining us. I really appreciate people that write for those middle grades where it's really kind of hard to get their attention sometimes and hard to get their nose in a book. Is that what made you want to write for that age?
You know, it's funny. I actually didn't start writing for that age. I had written a collection of essays. And at the suggestion of my book agent, you know, she said, you know, your writing is so visual and you remember such detail from those middle school years of your life. And because I already had TV writing experience working on the Twilight Zone reboot, you know, she had explained to me that writing graphic novels is very similar to writing television. You know, you've got, you know, dialogue, you've got characters, you know, you're sort of setting up a scene of sorts. And she said more mixed race kids are around than ever before, certainly more than when you were growing up in the late 90s. So I took that as a challenge and never looked back. It was an incredible experience, a long one, but a very gratifying one to tell my story in this medium.
It's a graphic memoir. By that, I mean it's illustrated like a comic book, sort of. What made you choose that medium?
You know, it was something that was very visual for me. It was something that I got my hands on a bunch of comics. I got my hands on a bunch of graphic novels. And I thought, you know what? This might be the way to tell this story. And especially because, like I said, I have television experience both in front of and behind the camera. But also, I grew up watching so many 90s sitcoms with my parents. It was sort of my immigrant parents' way of understanding American culture. And so I grew up around the TV. And so I really likened this book to writing the book form of a sitcom. You know, I really, you know, I sort of satirized my parents, characterized them, you know, to be sort of a TV husband and wife, like everybody loves Raymond or King of Queens or something. And then you've got the daughter, you know, the eldest daughter, who's just navigating what it's like to have these sort of kooky but endearing parents with two different cultures that don't quite mix. And, you know, you're navigating being a teenage girl, going through puberty at the same time. It's very funny. It's very embarrassing. And linking up with my illustrator, Shadia, really lent itself to humorize, you know, make fun of some of those really mortifying experiences to make them more relatable to readers today.
Was that hard to do? Because I think all of us look back on our middle school years with a certain sense of horror, you know, how awful. I mean, they weren't all awful experiences, but boy, we all had our moments back in middle school. Was it hard for you to be vulnerable and actually commit those to paper?
You know, it really was. There were definitely scenes that were harder to write, you know, but at the same time, you know, how many of us can say that we get to go back to those years and relive them again and see them through a now more adult lens? You know, it was very cathartic in that sense. Like, I really felt like I healed a lot of 12-year-old me through writing these books. There were definitely moments of the book, you know, I really did get bullied in Farsi class. You know, I was trying to learn Farsi just as the other, you know, full Persian kids were, but because I was half, I would sometimes switch up my words. I wouldn't have the correct pronunciation. But I had a family where everyone was speaking English because my parents' common language was English. You know, my mom speaks Spanish, my dad speaks Farsi. But I felt like an outsider in some of my communities, and I would get bullied for that. And, you know, those moments were hard to talk about. But then on the other side of it, you know, you give yourself a lot of more grace and compassion than you did when you were younger.
You mentioned before satirizing your parents in this book. What kind of reaction have you gotten from your family to this book?
You know, that's a great question, actually. At the beginning, my parents had a really hard time separating fact from fiction because, like I said, it's a semi-autobiographical story.
Right.
And, you know, they would say things like, well, I never said that. And you know, this, well, we don't have this in the house. You know, I'm like, okay, guys, it's not 100% true. You know, but at the end of the day, they're incredibly proud. They would have never thought in a million years that they would see themselves on the cover of a book. You know, so they're sort of amazed that I remembered so much detail from growing up. And, you know, they're just so happy. They're incredibly proud. And they've always been very supportive of me, you know, pursuing a non-traditional career. So I'm very grateful for that.
Talking with Sara Amini, her graphic middle grade book is called Mixed Feelings. You mentioned the artist that did the illustrations in your book. How did you find this artist? Did the publisher find the artist? Did you find the artist?
Yes. So Shadi, her name is Shadi Amin, and she's incredible. She lives in Atlanta, and, you know, we would work over Zoom, you know, for these last 5 years, and she's so funny, so has such a rich storytelling style in her illustrations. And Scholastic found her. She had worked with them before on a series of Spider-Man comics. And, you know, they said, well, she's also mixed race. She's half Colombian, half Lebanese. And I said, wow, that's really actually quite similar to me. I'm half Colombian, half Persian. And so, you know, we took a meeting and I felt like she really got me. And also, you know, like I said, she's so funny. Her characters are so expressive. She knows how to push expression further for humor, which is exactly what I was looking for. These are people that are based on real people in my life. And I was looking for the heightened sitcom version of them in this story. So it was the perfect match.
The book is called Mixed Feelings. Is this going to be a series? Do you have more books about the fictional semi-autobiographical Sara?
I do, yeah. So the second book is called Mixed Signals, and it comes out October 6th of this year. And this is, you know, Sara's puberty has gotten heightened. She's got her first real crush and her first heartbreak. And she's navigating, you know, juggling volleyball and drama club at the same time, running back and forth, you know, down the hallway, trying to be at two places at once, which is a very metaphorical way to talk about being mixed race, being two places at once. Mm. And then the third book takes place in the eighth grade in 2001 with 9/11 actually happening. I remember exactly where I was in eighth grade when 9/11 happened. And so that's sort of the backdrop to the third story. And so that one comes out summer of 2027. So they're sort of coming out in the next year or so, all wow. three.
Exciting Very stuff, exciting. Huh? Yeah, absolutely. Well, Sara, good luck with the upcoming books and the new one, Mixed Feelings. Great talking to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thanks, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.